Hi, a bad mum podcast. We're back in the swing of things, back for 2023, second episode of the new season.
I know. This whole thing, I think it's just because it rhymes, actually. This whole 2023, new me, like, oh, come on, guys. I've got the same kids. Yeah. I'm the same person.
Yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same.
I've been dealing with the same shit day in, day out of parenting. Two little girls that think that they're not little, they're big.
It's rubbish, really, because you've finished the Christmas and New Year's period. You decide to go back to the gym and eat salad for a couple of days, drink water. And then you get to Friday and go, woo, Friday.
Back into it.
On the wagon. Off the wagon.
Off the wagon. You'd be getting off the wagon because you'd be getting a bit loose and sideways because you're trying to keep up with life.
Yeah. So new me for 2023 for the first 5 days.
Monday to Friday only. Yeah.
Am I a bad mum for not including them?
Ooh, what for? Life or?
So we had Christmas and New Year's period followed by a big birthday.
Yes, a very big birthday that I think that everyone should very much appreciate. Your birthday was ginormous. Yeah. The party was anyway.
Yeah. Do you know, it's funny because today actually was the first day that I had to fill out a form with my age on it. And I was like, oh, 40.
Yeah. 40.
Because it was 4-0. All fun celebrating it, and then you realise you're still stuck with the age.
Still, yeah. Like afterwards, you're like, oh, that's actually, oh, yeah, now I'm actually that. Mm. How did you feel? Was the party worth the 40-year-old hangover that you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a big party. You were there. Mm, boat,
good fun.
Drinks. It was big. It was great.
It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of wind. And then there was people with dresses on that were highly inappropriate. And mum's gone wild. I think a few of the tags came out on Instagram. I saw people posting saying, mum's gone wild.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is a great Am I a Bad Mum moment.
And you know what? I'm just in hindsight, we probably should have recorded some stuff for the podcast on there. I didn't even know where my phone was the entire day.
No.
My kids had no dinner. Their dinner didn't turn up.
Wow.
I had no idea. Babysitter took them to the sushi train. I had no idea because I did not look at my phone for the entire day. But in the lead up to this party, my husband and I were chatting about it and we're organising stuff. I said to him very early on, I don't want a surprise. No. Don't surprise me. I hate surprises. And the reason I hate surprises is because I think as a mum, you've got to have your shit together. You're the organiser. Normally, not always.
Yeah.
Dads do it. But I feel like I'm the organiser in the house. So there's been many a time where my husband has gone, oh, look at this deal for a holiday in the paper. Let's book it. And I've gone, no. And he's like, come on, live a little. Let's go on holiday. Like, just the two of us. And I said to him, for you, it's booking the holiday, turning up to the airport. That's what you do. That would be you on this holiday.
Yeah.
For me, it's sorting out the kids. Where are they going to go? Mm. Do we do a bit of babysitter? Do we have a few sleepovers? What's happening to the animals? What's the house look like? Has it got enough food? Do the grocery shopping? Clean the toilet? Wash the sheets for the babysitter's day? Like, there's so many things that you got to think about. So I said, no surprises. Can't cope with surprises. And he came up with this idea of a boat party. Amazing. So then we're organizing that. Now, in the meantime, he said the girls are so excited, they think they're coming. And so at first I was
that's
like,
that's a tough one. Tough one. We talked about this actually in the lead up, didn't we? Because the girls were really keen on it. And I was humming and hawing about the type of people that you might
like you.
have turn up.
Getting loose. I went through a stage of going, that would be really nice for my kids. They're teenagers. They're not little. We don't have to look after them as such. It would be really nice for them to come and join me on this big birthday.
Mm.
In the weeks following that, I had moments of doubt. Mm. Like, should they come? Shouldn't they come? I actually hadn't told them they were coming. I actually said, I think the boat has a no kids policy. So we'll have to find out. So I left it like that so I could make the decision and it would not be my fault.
Yeah, that's so much better.
Yeah. And so then in the lead up, we've had moments of them just being a pain in the ass. Normal kids stuff, yeah, just being a pain in the ass. And I'm like, I don't want them to come. I don't want them to come because I want to be able to let my hair down, have a few drinks, enjoy myself, adult chat, people be inappropriate if they want to because there's no children there. It's all over 18s. Yeah. And just live it up. And I'm going to constantly be thinking about what they're seeing, what they're hearing, what they're doing. And on top of it all, and this is what I ended up saying to them, you're going to be so bored. You'll be so bored.
And it took away from two more people coming, which was your list then goes down by two. And then you turned up with the idea of maybe you bring them and two of their friends.
Yeah.
That was four off your list.
Yeah.
And then four kids now on board.
And still at 14, you still need to check in. And my kids shame me when I'm drinking alcohol. Like, they will stare at me like the death stare. New Year's Eve, that's a great example. They came to the party we were at New Year's Eve. They sat there on the phones and gave me the death stare. And I said to them, this is why you're not coming. This is why you're not coming. Because you're not even trying. You're not even trying to look interested. My actual birthday day, we went out for lunch.
Yeah.
And it was such a beautiful day. Weather was great, out having lunch. And we decided to just have a couple more drinks and get an Uber home. The thing that blows my mind is they sat looking so bored. And I said to them, I've had times where I've been chatting to someone boring at a work function or something and I'm finding it so boring and I can't wait to get away. I don't sit there with the face that you've got, you know, hand on chin, looking that bored. I make an effort to be polite. It's just polite to not look that bored. So we decided for them to not to come and I had all the whole mum guilt again. Like I knew the reasons about not having them there, but there was all the guilt around they were so excited. They felt slightly rejected by not coming. Mm. And this brings me back to the other conversation we have regularly about going on holiday without your kids. It's so difficult now. If I said to my girls, me and dad are going to Fiji for a week and you're not coming, they instantly see it as like either a punishment or what's wrong with us. Like why would you not want us to come? That's such a hard one. Mm. Why don't you want us to come?
Yeah.
And you don't want to say because you have moments of being an absolute asshole and I love to not be around you.
No.
Because then they feel bad.
I think it's because you can have that conversation with them and they're such cluey girls that they can then have the conversation with you, but at the same time, they don't understand that background area of why. You know, like imagine if you sat there and you're like, the real reason is that dad and I want to go away on a holiday together is so that we can reconnect as two parents. Oh, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have to maybe reword it. I get the rejection part because as a kid you feel like you're missing out.
I made a big deal of saying this is about you. You would have been so bored.
Yeah.
You would have been so bored. You would have been sat there. You wouldn't have enjoyed yourself. It was actually ended up being 5 hours on a boat.
Mm.
You'd have been hating
life.
You wouldn't want to go and talk to the adults.
And I don't want to have to keep turning around to look for you to see if you're trying to jump overboard.
Yeah.
We just need to leave that for the other people on board.
Yes.
It wasn't for kids.
No.
You don't want to do that.
That brings me on to the next thing I was going to talk about because with this birthday as well, I've realised there are some things that you shield your kids from knowing about what you've done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we play down the whole, they ask me if I've ever smoked. Of course I haven't. I'm mum. Like, I've never smoked.
You can't.
It's so bad for you. I've been banging on about how bad it is for you. And, you know, why would you do that? Why would you, you know, put your life at risk and do that? And so then my husband, Jay, put together a montage of family and friends' messages to say happy birthday who are from the UK. So I wasn't going to see them.
Yeah.
So nice. I'm watching these messages for the first time on my birthday morning and the girls are there watching it for the first time as well.
Mm.
And there's some really nice messages. My auntie, my cousin comes on and my cousin goes, One More Matin is 40. And that's my nickname, One More Matin, because I'm the person that starts having a few drinks and I'm like, just one more, and everyone the night to end. So he started saying that And then he said, I used to absolutely hate it when you came to stay. I hated you coming to stay because you were about 15 or 16 and I'd have to take you out with my mates. And you used to snog them all and you used to smoke and you'd be drinking and then I'd get the blame. You never got the blame for it. I got the blame for it. So I used to absolutely hate it when you came to stay. And I was like, I looked at the girls. I was like, I did not smoke. He's lying. They were like, you used to kiss all his friends. You were 15 and you used to kiss all his friends. I was like, oh, he's exaggerating.
Oh, he's absolutely turning it on for the story. Like he's just telling a story.
And it's like, story. How much should your kids know about what you were like as a kid?
I think it's all age appropriate. It's all age appropriate. My kids knew that I smoked for a little bit. They said, but why would you do that when you tell us that you shouldn't do it? I said, well, because I was an idiot and I tried it. It was so disgusting. Like the taste in my mouth was so gross. And I said, I got into so much trouble. I literally got grounded for weeks, which I did, and made something around that. And then they were like, but it's the same with Coca-Cola. You won't let us have Coca-Cola, but you're allowed to drink it. I said, it's an adult drink. And I don't drink it very often, only when I'm
hungover.
Severely hungover. And then I was like, oh, now I've just added in smoking, Coca-Cola and alcohol. So I think it's a time and place. I mean, your girls are nearly at the age where they are almost snogging boys, you know? You know? They have to know this stuff about you.
No,
I keep using this reference of going like, Gracie, I used to be your age. I understand what and why you're doing things. Just don't try and call it a blight. Don't try and, oh, mum doesn't know anything. I know more than you. I did it. I've been there.
I still like to play it down, though. I didn't smoke very much. I mean, I smoked for a good few years. And then just to top it off, we then watched some video footage of the boat party, which I obviously didn't let them come to. And thank goodness I didn't. And in one of the shots is Emma, one of our friends, who's wearing a flowy short dress with a G-string on. And got to a point where she couldn't battle the wind and the dress going up, so just gave into it, running upstairs to the top deck, and all you see is this bum. Said to the girls, that's why you didn't come.
Hashtag mum's gone wild, and it wasn't us.